cow. You want to use a cow? Just kill him so that Nigeria's quest for vengeance can be satisfied. When I got to Mubi in Adamawa, and we got to the entrance of Mubi, then they said to me, if you go left, it is Sambisa Forest. Straight. If you go left across the mountain, it is Cameroon. Where do you want to go? I said, take me to where I'm preaching. Because suddenly the reality of this calling now dawns on you. That as I'm preaching here now, guys can come out from Sambisa. And all people we hear is, pastor went to preach somewhere and he never came back. And if I stood before him after that incident, I will only have one word. Thank you for believing in me. You are faithful. It will not be a question of whether you are 40 or 70 or anything. If I made it to the throne and I looked at him, I will only have one voice. It will be the voice of gratitude. And until you get to that point in your journey where you do not determine your response to God based on what he has done and not done, but what he has already accomplished, your worship will be limited. So when we worship, we journey in God to that point where we can be open before him. And then you look at an Isaiah, when scripture clearly tells us that iniquity, God cannot behold iniquity. But Isaiah stood before the Lord with iniquity, and yet God had a token of mercy for him. The high priest Zechariah stood before the Lord and he ministered, yet he was dirty. And when the angel came, the angel did not come to talk about his sin. It was Satan who spoke about it. The angel came with a solution, with a garment. With a garment, a change of garment. And then he brought him a word. If you will be faithful in my house. You need to go and look at that scripture in Zechariah. Where the angel of the Lord, and if you can get it for me, please project it. If you could get it on your Bible. You will now see that it was not so much about the restoration, but about the prophetic word that came forth from that angel. He said, if you will be faithful in my house. He said that, and God said he will elevate him and give him. Look, please get me that scripture so that I think it should be chapter 3. Is it chapter 3? Chapter 3, but get me the actual verse. For behold, the Lord. Zacharias. And he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. And this is what's happening to many of you. And you say, God is not answering your prayer. You'll skip that one. And the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke you, O Satan. Even the Lord that hath chosen Benga. You see, the matter was concluded before the foundations of the world. God knew all the people that will ever live before he laid the first foundation. He knew it. He knew those that would die through bomb blast. He knew it. He knew those that would smoke cigar and live to 120. He knew them. He said, I am the Lord that chose you. I chose you. It is not about the utterance in the realm of the spirit against you. It is about what heaven predetermined. And that is that you are chosen. Hallelujah. Is that what? You are chosen. You, whether you feel like it is not of any relevance. You don't feel like it. It is the decision of heaven. It is the decision in the court of heaven that you are who you will be. He said, look at it. He said that chose Jerusalem. The Lord that chose you rebuke you. So God rebuked the enemy on the strength of his covenant and his calling upon your life. That is why you will find men of God. Many times, and I'm preaching already, many times when they go through certain battles and they are not able to break through, you will hear very old elders of them, they will say, the God that called me. Have you heard those things before? They say, if God truly called me, Olorun Ipe, you're the God of this calling, the God of this oil on my head. When they say that, you see things begin to happen. Because if God does not hear that one, he didn't call them. He said, the God that chose Jerusalem rebukes you. God, the angel released that word on the strength of the understanding that the prophet of God and heaven has about the call over your life. You may not have known it. You may not have known. You may be trying to do your own thing. You may be trying to come into Lagos to make a living, but heaven knows that you are chosen. He said, is this one? Is this not a brand locked out of fire? You see, you may not know, but heaven is saying, are you not? Are you not one of those brands? Are you not one of those people that was separated from fire? He said, call together my sons who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Listen to me. Listen to me. Look at that scripture. He said, is this one? It is possible for heaven to be saying something about you. And the last person who knows it is you. But the devil knows. So before you come to that realization, he raises accusation. He raises accusation. All of a sudden, some girl that you used to hang out with, that you people broke up, and all of a sudden she's calling you and she's sounding nice on the phone. And you just find that somewhere you are not angry again. Accusation. The devil has sworn that if that girl comes back, you will fall again. And here you are playing the script. Everything that happened to Job did not know, but it was as a result of conversations. Somebody was just talking about Job in heaven. And things were happening on earth. And here you are thinking it's Nigeria. Economy is not good. Open your eyes. Nothing just happens. Nothing just happens. I said to you guys last Sunday, I spoke to you that there will be another wave of another attack. And on Monday morning, Was it Malaysia? Huh? No. I talked about the virus. And I shared it on the WhatsApp group. Malaysia was hit again by another wave of the virus, 10 times resistant to what, and the prophecy came out of. Don't be deceived. You are the one that needs to get to tomorrow. God is already in tomorrow. Next verse. Now. See. The scripture said, is this not a brand? But physically, what was his experience? His clothes were dirty. His priestly garment was stained. He may be wearing makeup and doing all kind of things. And you know, sometimes when you go for all these TV programs, they'll say, Pastor, before you go up, we need to touch up your makeup. And then you are seeing me on TV, say, Pastor is looking yellow. Looking yellow. What's happening? Say, maybe it's the stage light. It's powder. When I gave my life to Christ, I used to use powder. And I used to fry my hair. My hair was, you know, on another level. And it didn't affect my salvation. I used to wear chain. Like Obioma. You know the Obioma dance? When you see Obioma people in party, this is how they dance. Very rounded with small pot belly and gouda. When they play Igbo music, you see them. Obioma. I had my Jericho when God saved me. He didn't talk about it. That's not salvation. Don't worry, we come to you, but that's not salvation. You don't need to cut your hair to be saved. This guy had a declaration of heaven over him, but physically, his clothes were dirty. And he was still able to stand before an angel. Verse 4. And he answered and spake to those that stood before him. Now, can you see that several people, how many of you have read this scripture before? Have you read this scripture before? Now, are you seeing that there are so many people in this meeting? When you look at this scripture initially, you think it was just Zacharias and the devil and probably the angel. Look at what the angel said. He spoke to those that stood. That means that meeting was a meeting in the courts of heaven. It was not just a meeting that happened by chance. There were conversations. They were in a judicial sitting. They were about to pass verdict on the priesthood that was operating over Israel. The issue with God was not about Joshua. The issue was that the moment you take the high priest out, there's no light in Israel. And God will not allow it. That's why many of you realize that sometimes you fall sick, you go through many things, and you still come back. Why? Because God knows you are the priest over your house. If something happens to you, it will take your family a lot of time to pick up again. So you may be having challenges, but you still be standing. you'll still be standing. You'll be limping, but you are still standing. He said to those that stood before him, take away. Some of you are trying to take away by yourself, and God says you don't have that capacity. This thing is your idol. This sin, God deliver. You love your sin. That's why it is called sin. There's nobody that is sinning and doesn't love it. Oh! You love your sin. You love Gouda. And then you quote the scripture, be not drunk with wine. Hallelujah. Wherein is excess? The word there is excess. That's the only Bible verse you know. Many of us are trying in the flesh to deal with a problem that has deep spiritual origin. The issue of sin could never have been solved by man, no matter how good you are. And there are people going online now. Some of these, you see them on Facebook, all these gurus, these Buddhist and Hindu monks. You see them on Facebook, all these short videos talking about love, talking about peace. If Jesus was preaching love and peace, nobody would kill him. He said, I come to bring a sword. That was the gospel. If you preach the word and people are not offended, what did you preach? Say, we are one in Christ. So let a Muslim pray for us and let a Christian pray for us. Excuse me. We can pray, but we are not one. you can pray, but we are not one. Because your God doesn't have a son. My own God has a son. So it's not the same thing. Can I live with a Muslim? Yes. Can I put a Muslim in my house? Yes. But he must be ready to hear Yikatumakaza. Yerebakatakada. That 5 o'clock you pray, I will start my own 4. Yikatu, Masa, Kaza, Kada. And I'll be releasing encounters upon you. I don't have a problem with you. You can pray, do your thing. Yikataba. One day we come and say, what is this thing you are saying? Now let's talk about the Bible. There's no need about your own, but let's talk about my own. He said, take away the filthy garments. Take away this garment that is filthy before God, but looks clean before my eyes. If the high priest thought that he was dirty, he won't wear it before God's presence. There are things we are wearing that we have marked good, but God calls evil. Take away. You don't know them. If I tell you, you will argue. Just stay. Let us remove it. Take away. He didn't ask Zechariah to do it. How you will know that you have a challenge is that even though you don't know you are really sinning, but when they brought accusation against you in the realm of the spirit, you are not able to answer. You are not able to answer that charge. Because when they accuse, they will say, how do you plead? Guilty or not guilty? We now realize that, like Ezekiel 37, thou knowest, O God. Say, can these bones live again? Say, thou knowest. When you begin to say, thou knowest, you are about to go to jail. That's why many people could not answer the charge, and they noticed a reduction in the anointing. They realized a reduction in the glory of God. They begin to, because they went to spiritual prison and they didn't know. And they were still wearing garments. All of a sudden, you know how you got to where you got to in life, spiritually. You were always fasting, you were always praying. All of a sudden, you have revelation on why people should not fast. It's not by fasting, by faith in Jesus Christ. Yes. But Jesus said, when the bridegroom is taken away, the people shall fast. What can be more New Testament? If you touch that foundation and establish another one, that building will collapse. Because the day that you will now require fasting to push that thing, you will not be able to, because you've told people it doesn't matter. What garment are you wearing that you don't know is dirty? You have to allow the word of the Lord to cleanse you and remove that thing. That's what happened to this man. He was a pastor, but he didn't know. He was a pastor. People lie and say God told them, simply because they don't want anybody to challenge them. He was a pastor, but he didn't know. You that God never told anything major in your life before, all of a sudden God told you who your husband would be. God doesn't work like that. Instead of you to tell me that you love Obioma, or tell me that you love Chike, you just summer. I have peace about it. You don't have peace. You just want to get married. Only you need to hear God to marry me. The me that I saw yesterday on that picture. You need to hear God. You need to hear God. If you go and check my status, that picture, me, I will never allow my sister to marry that. But if you judge after the scene of the eyes, I denied myself. I said, that's not me. The me that I know is always like this. But there was a picture that was saying something else. And I saw another one where I was, it was the jacket wearing me. And I stood like this inside. We are the men of God. Take off that garment. Take off that garment. Stop struggling. You think your struggle is, your struggling with God means that you are resolute. It is a sign of rebellion. Stop. Let them take that garment away. Let God be God. You be a man. Don't try to help God. Jacob would have still gotten the inheritance if he had allowed God. The moment the mother tried to help him, he got it, but with pain. Which tribe? Eventually, when Jacob and Esau saw, later in the future, who was great? It was Esau. They said Esau, and they went to pray at Baba's place. Baba Hare Krishna. Baba said this one will be great. This one will not be great. So the one that they said will not be great, he went to buy farm, started working. This one that was great, he said, I'm a child of destiny. I have the word. I was the one. They said it. The chosen one. Is this not a brand? I'm a brand. Waiting for his father to die to inherit. Please remind me. I will come back and explain the mystery of the prodigal son to you. You will now realize that the prodigal son did not actually benefit. He lost. Come next week. This COVID, I came back ready to preach the word. Are you hearing me? Those things that you have looked at and they taught you in Sunday school, I will come back next week and tell you that even though that boy returned, he was a foolish virgin. Come next week. This one is not, I have message, Joe. This one is just appetizing. Hey, no problem. Anywhere I stop. But are you getting blessed? When Jacob received the blessing from his father, Esau came and said, Baba, give me anything. Just say a word. The problem with the blessing is that you can't just say it and it works. There must be movement here. Are you hearing me now? I said there must be an element of joy. There must be a movement in the spirit. When Bishop Dage was me, and that's one of my most recent mentors, Bishop Dage in Ghana. By the grace of God, I'm going to Ghana next year again. I'll go and see. He's the one taking me there. I've said I'm not going to Ghana again. This is just like my town, hometown. He said when he saw Reverend Kenneth Hagin, and he went to Hagin and he said, I'm so blessed. We build our ministry on your teachings, blah, blah, blah. Hagin was so happy. Hagin was very happy. He said, can we take a, please, sir, can you pray for me? Hagin said, I don't pray for people without an unction. Did you hear that? Our own Hagin. He said, I know you love me, but I don't pray for people without an unction. I must sense the unction. He said, okay, can I take a picture? You say, why not? If picture is what your destiny requires, yeah, come and take a picture. Many things we do and we land ourselves in trouble because we respond in the flesh. Pastor, pray for me. Pastor, pray for me. The unction is not always on you. In the case of these two boys, there was a sacrifice that needed to be made. And one boy got it through the instrument of his women. And please, I don't want to say fear women. Respect them. Respect women. After 10 years, before now, if I was hungry, if I enter my house in the night, we can't be talking about dinner. The dinner should be ready. But after 10 years, how far are you still hungry? I told my wife yesterday. I said, you know they do like this before. You know they do like this before. She now said, no, I'm just asking because you may not be hungry. I said, this is no good, though. You didn't tell me to be like this after 10 years, though. She said, okay, but do you still want to eat? I said, you're supposed to tell me the food is ready. She said, but this is 9 p.m. Do you still want to eat? I said, don't worry. Obviously, you don't want me to eat. after 10 years, go and be following yellow. Yellow face up and down. Be following the shape. After 10 years, they will tell you can't eat your house again. And then we laughed over it. See me, I'm talking about it now. Since that last night till today, I've not eaten. See, you will think it was a joke. She did. I wasn't going to eat. She already knew I was not going to eat, but she made it look like a conversation. But already she knows she's not entering that kitchen. Say, Pastor, you need to talk to my wife. I don't like this. It's the same thing we are going through. Share your own. It's just breakfast. Me, my own dinner, breakfast, lunch. Prophetic school this night till I eat. And I'm not fasting. There were two boys. But one was aided by his mother. Aided by his mother. And he got it. The moment the man ate that food. I hope you know it was not the boy that cooked the food. I hope you know it was not the boy. The mom did, and she knows the kind of soup, mama, that goes with that kind of pounded yam. This one, the man will not ask questions. He will finish it in fast. I didn't know you can cook. It's too late. Bless me. Before the thing disappeared, bless me. By the time the chosen boy came, there was nothing. The man blessed that boy for me. So don't be spiritually blind. Before you carry your inheritance and give to somebody else. If that man was not blind, he would have known better. How do you sharpen your sight? By praying extensively in the spirit. By meditating on the word of God. Not sitting in traffic and listening to... I want to look for one song. Igboro ti daru. Those are the songs. Those ones are old. You may not know that song. Those are the ones that we were trying to pray out of our soul way back. When I sang that song for my wife last week, she said, "Are you still saved?" I said, "I don't know. The thing is just there. Just coming easily." Meanwhile, you can't remember one verse in the Bible. Nothing do you. At some point, I look at the mirror. Pastor. Nothing do me, nothing do you. Is this not a brand plucked out of fire? How come this brand was able to come out of the fellowship of the fire? What were you looking at when you were being plucked out and you didn't scream? Did you think you will survive in isolation? Is this not a brand? What do you lay? They don't remove them. No more inheritance. Because inheritance is only in families. You don't listen to your father and your father. It is the father of the next in the next compound that you are listening to, and you want to get inheritance. How? Your own father is not educated. He doesn't, what he's saying doesn't have any meaning. But you, that other man in the next compound, you always like the way his father talks to his own child. You have no inheritance. Even if they lay hands on you and lay leg and lay body, you will not get anything. That was the destruction of Gehazi. He doesn't do anything until they tell him don't do it. He will now go and do it. His own anointing works only when they say don't do it. The thing his father and the Lord rejects, he take it. We are flying together. They give us snacks in the plane. I say, I'm not eating. He say, I bring it. It's double portion. Pastor, bring it. Double portion. That's how you will carry the grace of my life. The thing I reject, you eat it. You don't know how spiritual things work. You go and meet your pastor at home. I ask you, Pastor, what do you have at home? You see me sitting down. I cack in one corner. Pastor, is there anything? I go to kitchen now. Is that not what your destiny wants? Go and eat. You must be spirit-minded. Don't be deceived. This world... we are talking about a spiritual experience here. He said, take away his filthy garments from him, and unto him he said, Behold. You need to see what God is doing. Be, and hold. Be the reality of these things we are showing you. Become it, then lay hold of it. Behold. Look and see and take hold. Oh, I have caused your iniquity to pass from you, and I will clothe you with a change of raiment. Next verse. And I said, let them set a fair mitre on his head like a crown. So they set a fair mitre on his head and clothed him with a change of garment. Then the angel of the Lord stood by. Initially, it was Satan that stood by. So once there's a change of garment and prophetic proclamation, there's a change of guard. There's a change of guard. There's a change of guard. Come on, there's a change of guard for somebody here. There's a change of guard and there's a change of garment. Now, there's a change of garment in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And there's a change of positioning. Oh, le makatabu yakazeya. Ragadi makuzembregedi ala makulianda. It's a change of garment. Le gadaba suta in the makasa. Parakatama kazonta kata. A change of garment. Barakatema, sakate. 1, 2, 3. Change your garment. And the angel of the Lord stood by. Next verse. Next verse, verse 6. And he protested unto Joshua, saying, next verse, thus saith the Lord of hosts. And this is, that after all this experience, you need to hear the voice of the Lord. What is God saying? If thou, that is conditional. We want to prevent you from getting to the point that brought you here again. So you need to know that there are certain rules that will be given to you. They are your rules, they are your commandments. Apostle Arume was sharing in a meeting. Apostle Arume, and he said, when he got to one of his offices where he was transferred to, and people have been dying on that seat, and he asked the Lord, what is the requirement by heaven to be on this seat and not be affected by the occult powers? And God said to him, water, food must not be in your mouth until the sun goes down. Ah, and you do it until I say stop. Pastor Arume said he fasted like that for 1 year. He didn't plan to make it 1 year. But God said, continue until I say stop. If you want to be alive, oh, I didn't say you can't eat. I said, if you want to be alive. And later, somebody in the office came to him and said, oh, God, you are strong. Oh. Listen to me. There are people in your office that have eyes you can't see. And they know what is going on. They know you are not ordinary. The only person that doesn't know you is you. He said, if you will walk in my ways, walk in my ways. Now, walking in the ways of God does not mean just doing anything. It means that in any situation, you must find where the Lord is standing. Hey, is somebody hearing me? You must find where God is standing. That is the way of the Lord. Then you say, he has given us an example that we should what? Follow in his steps. It is not marathon. Slow and steady, we win this one. Sometimes you take a step, then you are not sure anymore. Rick, then you stop. Man, 3 days. 2 weeks. People say, your mates are going, hey, I don't have age mate. I only have grace mates. Hey, Rick, mazuka, take a yakata, yekete. Your phone will be ringing. And God is saying, Toba, touch it. If you touch that phone, 3 days, no sleep. Because why? You want to clear the clog and see where his next step is. So you see, it is not as easy as what it does. It's not as easy as the spelling in English. He said, if you will walk, that means it's deliberate. You will have options not to. You will have options to use common sense. You will have options. Come on now. You will have options. This is what it takes. This is the price many cannot pay. And they want somebody to lay hands on them and they begin to operate. He said, if thou wilt walk in my ways and keep my charge, I will give you some personal instructions. Don't ask me any questions. Just fulfill it. Just fulfill it. If you keep my charge, if you keep my charge, these are the things that sons know. These are the things that sons do. It is not just a yakatubaya. Lord, help me to keep your charge. Lord, help my heart. Let me not lose consciousness of the instructions you have given to me. Let me not become so big that you have to change me. Hey! If you will walk in my ways and keep my charge, there was a reason I laid my hand on you and brought you into this place. Don't become so big that you are not helping God. Let's use wisdom. Let's use wisdom here. Let's use wisdom here. Did you get here by using wisdom? He said, if you will keep my charge, he said, then. Now, when you are operating in the prophetic, many times what you will hear a prophet tell you is, for the hand of the Lord is upon you, and you shall judge and rule in the house of God. And then you will say, praise God, I received the word in my spirit. Glory to God. It's a change of story. It was the end you heard. It was the end of the prophecy you heard. Now you need to sit before God to hear, if you walk in my ways. And to walk in his ways, you will now have to be patient and be singing like Papa Deva. What was that song we were singing this morning? I know the path. He what? Your spirit is all over me. He's guiding me deftly in the way. He's guiding me safely in the way. He's guiding me safely in the way. When others are running 100 meters and running marathon, this is how you are walking. You cannot run anyhow. Your spirit is all over me, guiding me safely in the way. Many times as you journey, you will find that you are in the wilderness and you will have no clear instruction as to what you really need to do next. Then you just have to trust him. Guiding me safely in the way. He's guiding me safely in the way. He's guiding me safely in the way. He's guiding me safely in the way. You cannot compare your journey to any man, because they didn't hear what you heard. They didn't receive your instructions. So to begin to compare a man that has an assignment to build a bungalow with a man that his assignment is to build 10-story buildings, it is not the same mandate. It is not the same instruction. If you try it, somebody, you will have blood on your head. He said, then I will give you the ability to be a judge in my house. You shall also keep my court. The court is the place where decisions are made. The court is the place where destinies are sorted out. I will give you power to legislate over the nations. I will give you power to legislate and to speak over destinies of men. But you must first keep my charge, and you will walk in my ways. So you see that walking with God is a personal thing. It's a personal thing. When you come to church like this, what we do is we add layer on layer for you, so that you go back and take your walk with God seriously. So that you can go back to that boy and say, I love you, but love is not enough. If Baba does not speak, I cannot take that risk. I have come too far with God to begin to negotiate my marital flow based on emotions. It's not love. Oh, you can love today and love out and out love, or love in, love out tomorrow. It doesn't make any sense. He said, and I will also give thee places to walk. Did you see the word places? There are realms in the of the spirit that open up to you after levels of consistent obedience. Is somebody hearing me now? Come on, is somebody hearing me now? This one, no pastor can force it on you. I'm a pastor, but I cannot force it on you. I cannot give it to say, out of the realm of the spirit, take it. You will fall down, but you will not get it. God said, I will give thee what? Places. Another scripture where you find the word places is Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. He said that God, that's Ephesians 1:17. Ephesians 1:3. That the that the God Father will give us what? Sorry. Lord, exactly. Blessed be the Lord of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has what? Blessed us with what? With all spiritual blessings. Where? In heavenly place. Heavenly places. There are realms and dimensions. There are protocols required to enter into this level that differ from getting up to this level. That's what God is saying. Consistent levels of obedience. So that when God tells you, I want you to study my word for 2 hours every day, people telling you not to do it is like asking you to violate the charge that you have been given. And let me tell you, the charge that God will give you may not really make sense. But if you keep it consistently, then he said, I will go back to that scripture. I will give thee places to walk among these. Who are these that he's talking about? This T-H-E-S-E. Who are these people he's talking about? They were the people that stood with the angel that received the right to change garments. So that as you grow in your spiritual authority, a day will come, you will stand as a representative of God. Then look at somebody and say, today your garments are changed. And the heavens will follow the authority of your voice to effect the commands that you have given. Because for every spiritual reality, there's an earthly interface to that authority. I am telling you today that there's more to you than you know. But you must take this scripture and interpret it properly. Next verse. It was Isaac that put me in trouble with all those songs he was singing. Then you see, every time God lays a charge or demand upon you, it is because God wants to reveal Christ in the earth. It is because that your ministry, that your assignment, has something of Christ that must come to the earth. Listen to me. He said, hear now, O Joshua. What is the meaning of Joshua? Savior. Yeshua, deliverer. The name Joshua is the same name of Jesus. One is Greek, one is Hebrew. So you now begin to realize that this scripture is actually a messianic scripture. Are you hearing me now? That when you say God calls you, you must see your calling through as the calling of the Lord Jesus Christ, out of which he allocated some to you. Is this thing too high? Come on, are you getting something? I'm not talking about my vision in life. I want to start you out. No, those ones are business. Go and do it. I'm talking about you finding a reason to be alive as an expression and a channel for the ministry of Christ to get. You may not hear this kind of message every day, but you need it. He said, oh, Jesus, the high priest. Who is our high priest in the New Testament? Are you seeing something now? You and your fellows. Who are his fellows? Come on. How many fellows do we have here? How many fellows do we have here? Come on. If you are washed by the blood of the Lamb, lift your hands. You and thy fellows that sit before thee. You see, when Jesus calls any man, he doesn't just call him to send him. He calls him to sit at his feet so that he may be taught of the Lord, so that he won't go out and begin to use anointing to advance satanic agenda. He said, you and your fellows that sit before thee, these are the conditions that are required. Your ability to sit at his feet and derive pleasure from just being there and not being sent. Just sit. And when they ask you, do you not care that the master is not eating? Don't you know we need to cook for him? Don't you know he has been on the long journey, needs to take something to drink? And then master will say, this one is at my feet. He can't go anywhere. You, it is food. Welfare ministry you like. Go. Say, these are they that sit at his feet. Look at this. If what they are meant to be wondered at. Look at it. For they are men wonder that people look at them. They don't know where these people came from. They knew Tina 5 years ago. But the Tina of 10 years after, they look and say, is it the same Tina? People look at you. Then they begin to wonder. They can't explain what happened to you. Because when they knew you the last time, you were always crying. When they realized they knew who you were the other day, they knew you were always having issues. You were always begging for attention. You were always begging for money. You were always begging for jobs. You were always begging for a contract. Then they saw in the future and they began to wonder. They say, is it the man that was blind or is this another? He say, it looks like him. Oh. They say, it's not the one. They say, it looks like him. Oh. Sorry, sir. Is your name Johanu? Say, yes, I'm Johanu. He say, he's the one. He's the one. He say, these are men that will be wondered at. When God is done with you, when people look at you, you don't look like where you are coming from. Because God's glory is now sitting on top of your head. You are now a priest after the order of Melchizedek. God has worked on you. All that pain you went through, when you lost your dad, when you went out of school, when you couldn't complete school, when you had a carryover, and you had another carryover, and had 2 extra years, and you could not finish school, and then you tried a business, and it crumbled. You started another one, and it crumbled. And Pastor Benga gave a prophecy that the third one will work, and it still crumbled. And then you stood tired. Weirdness, Nigeria. Weirdness, you now start reading papers. Even churches are supposed to, they are not helping people. They are not, churches are supposed to be like trustees. They are like NGOs to be assisting people. Did you come to church? Did you give offering? Is it not when you give offering, we help people? You stay in your house with only that small phone and data. That's the only thing you have in your life. That phone and data is the only thing you have in your name. And you are typing rubbish. He's saying things about his wife. When you get to the level of Pastor Adeboye, where you have churches in more than 190 countries, if you are still normal, I will listen to you. When you have to travel many times and you miss your flight. One day I got to the airport and I saw the plane like this. Just started. Because when you use your hard-earned money to buy ticket, it's not the same thing as when your company just pay and say, go and fly. You know, when your company pay, just walk in. But when it's your money, and you know, I'm going to just to see my friend. I pay my money. I bet. When is the flight? I don't want to miss my flight. Which one? Are you going to Jos? Okay, let us sit down together. Because those people that talk, I don't understand what they are saying. The flight don't for say, don't follow. Oh, they better revive on the road to Jos. What was he saying? I don't understand. Say, you three, we quickly get. Sorry, what? I don't understand this. Before you miss your flight, can't just be yourself. Flight 742 BK, stop over in Kaduna. I don't understand. Please don't let me miss my flight. What exactly are you saying? When is your money? You open your ears. You don't sleep off. Say they move the flight. They move you out. Say these are meant to be one. These are meant. Sometimes I tell myself when I'm coming to preach, I want to be serious today. I'll be serious. I'll just preach the word. I don't know how people cope with me. She said, me, I think, just try and come next Sunday. Next Sunday, if you come, I will be very serious. Behold, this is said to those who are at his feet. He said, behold, I will bring forth my servant, the branch. Jesus in John, is it chapter 14 or 15? He said, I am the vine, you are the branches. My father is the vine dresser. He said, don't carry me, go there. Go back, let me round up. Verse 8. Verse 9. For behold, the stone that I have laid before. What stone? The stone which the builders have rejected, that has become the head of the corner. Oh my God. When I went to Jos, my friend sang a song. We come to the stone of the corner. Don't worry, next week we'll sing that one. It's a very powerful. We sang it from morning to night. We sang that song till I just started singing into the spirit, like back to back, like 30 minutes. Do you know that song? Oh, no. It's a correct song. We'll sing it next week. He said, there is a stone I laid. Whoever falls on this stone will be what? Will be broken. Whoever the stone comes against will be crushed. He said, there is a stone I have laid before. It's a stone of truth. The reason why that stone is so powerful is because it is a stone of truth. It is a stone of truth. It is a stone of truth. It is a rock that traveled with the Israelites in the wilderness. But they did not descend the stone. So they struck it. And then God became angry. He said, upon one stone shall be seven eyes. I beg. I need to stop here. Because if I enter this one now, I will go to the book of Revelations. He said, on one stone shall be seven eyes. What seven eyes represent in the book of Revelation? The seven spirits of God. Behold, I will engrave the graving thereof, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will remove the iniquity of the land in what? By the ministry of the seven eyes. Don't worry, this one now, I will lose you completely if I go there. Give me the 10th verse. In that day, saith the Lord of hosts, shall ye call every man his neighbor. When the ministry, when the redemptive work upon your life is complete, when God has gotten you to a point in your journey where you can no more backslide, where you are no more offended by the things that happen for you or against you, and God is now able to commission you as a priest in his house, sir, and send you as a one-man army into territory, sir, and he knows that you will not fail him, you will not disappoint him. It's just like when God asked Jesus, his son, to go into the world to achieve the work of redemption. And Jesus was in the wilderness, and Satan came to him alone and tempted him. God was not afraid. He knew his son would come back. It's not like Adam. Adam is only a man of God when he's awake. When he's asleep, he's a very weak man. You must be dangerous in your sleep as much as you are dangerous when you are awake. He said, you shall call every man under the what? Under the what? Under the vine. Who is the vine? John chapter 15. Who is the vine? Say, I am the vine, and you are the branches. So at the end of the day, not only are we going to sit under his feet, we will bring our neighbors. Come, let's sit under the vine. When you get to that level, you are touching something. It's not just you anymore. It's not about just coming to church. It is about bringing somebody. Where we shall be taught of the Lord. Where we shall be taught of his ways. You can't learn that one on Facebook. We will come and sit, and then we'll enjoy the atmosphere. Then we're going to sing. When we sit before him, we can sing for 3 hours. And we are not in a hurry. And then as we sing, emissions of his life is coming into us and going out. From our neighbor to the other. We are enjoying fellowship. When people ask you, what are you always doing? You can't explain it, but it's better for you to come. And then we sing. We sit and we sing before him. And we sing, and I will sing praises to you. Oh God, my strength, and I will sing praises to you. Oh God, my strength. When you sing these kind of songs, you are not in a hurry. You know that today, not today. You lock your door, you turn off your phone. Or you put it on airplane mode and you begin to chant to him. You sing and then you get to a point you have no words again. Then you begin to chant again. Say, I will sing
praises to you.
Oh God, you are my strength. Say,
I will sing praises to you,
for you are my God and my King.
Oh God.
worship. It is not just your spirit that worships. Your emotions worship. Your will worships. Your intellect acknowledges that worship. Your memory, you begin to remember things that happened in your worship. You begin to remember places where you would have died and it came through for you. How you almost did not graduate from school, but for His mercy. So it is your worship is a complete, it's not just something about speaking in tongues, but every part of your being is given to that worship. Then you are able to weep before Him. And because you know that if you weep before Him, you will not stand before man and weep again. You stand before Him and you give your body to that worship, and you are free. You experience freedom in your spirit because you know to whom you have come to sit under divine. You don't come before divine and stand, you sit. Only He is exalted. Jesus is exalted. Only Jesus is exalted. Only Jesus is exalted. You are my strength. Say, I will say. My strength. Say,
I will sing.
You are my God. You are my God. You are my strength.
My strength.
So when you ask me not to go to church, it is not what you said that is the matter. It is what you mean that I should not sit at His feet. It is one level when I have to sit in my room and worship. But when I have other brothers and other sisters and we are together holding each other's hands and then we sit under His feet and then He begins to minister to us of this good pleasure of His Father, then you can't take that away. He said, do not forsake the assembly of yourselves together as the manner of some is. There are people that do it, but you must not be among them. You are my strength.
My strength.